Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. Well, lo and behold, I got some good news today. Assembly Bill 1400, which called for making California the first state in the nation to institute a comprehensive single-payer health care system that would have precluded all other types of insurance, private, Medicare, Medi-Cal, TRICARE. It had until January 31st to either pass the Assembly or die. After passing the Assembly Health Committee 11-3 on January 12th and the Assembly Appropriations Committee 11-3 on January 20th, AB 1400 looked like it might have the wind behind its sails by the legislative deadline for bills to either pass their house of origin or die for the rest of the session. But in the end, Assemblymember Ash Kalra, lead author of AB 1400, could not find the votes for passage and pulled it from consideration before a vote could be taken. The financing mechanism for AB 1400 is also dead. The scope of AB 1400 was audacious, herding every single health care decision into one state agency, CalCare, and the price tag was astronomical. The CalCare Trust Fund, even with $162 billion in new tax increases, would be insolvent on day one to the tune of $70 billion. Single-payer health care must not be confused with free health care. There's nothing free about a government-run health plan. AB 1400's funding mechanism, ACA 11, proposed increasing Californians' taxes hundreds of billions of dollars to fund the government-run healthcare system. This proposal would be the biggest tax increase in state history and punish Californians by increasing personal income taxes, payroll taxes, and gross receipt taxes. This enormous tax increase would occur at a time when California is experiencing a $31 billion surplus, a surplus that pales in comparison to the annual expenditures a government-run health system would demand. For now, it looks as if Californians can breathe a collective sigh of relief at the demise of AB 1400. But this will not be the last we hear of this issue. I'll leave you with a quote from Ronald Reagan. The taxpayer, that's someone who works for the federal government but doesn't have to take the civil service exam. This is Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.